Welcome to the village. Down with the village, bro.
Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ, my brother Slink. How you doing, man?
Doing well, bro.
That's what's up, man. Well.
Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got round number two as far as shows go. Round number two. We are going to discuss some interesting topics. A few things some people may not have heard of or not really seen in mainstream news, but one topic in particular I really want to jump on, and let's just go ahead and jump into it. Chief Wahoo, the Cleveland Indians. For years, there have been complaints and support to get rid of Chief Wahoo. Now, for those of you that don't know, Chief Wahoo is a Native American character that is the representation, the mascot representation for the Cleveland Indians. Now, like I said, for years, there's always been this, why do we have this? And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I am in total agreement with getting rid of this. I am. You know what I mean? Like, people don't realize the subtle racist that this really is. You're literally taking a group of people and you've made them your mascot. And you didn't even do them right. Like, you made Chief Wahoo like beet red, big teeth, big nose, all these different things. And it's just, to me, it's mildly degrading when you see that, right? No, but there are those that are saying, oh, well, I mean, it's not a big deal. Well, what if we had the Los Angeles Caucasians or something like that, right? People don't think about it like that. And let's be honest here. Black people are not concerned or trying to keep this. There's not a lot of those. It's mostly white America. Let's just go ahead and say what it is, right? But people don't realize how racist this really does look. So what are your thoughts about this, man?
Yeah, I believe it is highly racist. Not just a tiny bit, but highly.
Yeah.
All of the facts that, and you got a good point, but like, you know, if you said, hey, yeah, you have a team called them the Caucasians, then I probably won't offend folks. But if you gave it a derogatory term to it, if you called them, I'm a little bit of everybody, so don't, I'm not being racist, y'all. I'm just giving an example. How does this sound? If you be like, yeah, the Washington Crackers.
Yeah.
Or the Washington Niggers.
Yes.
I'm being straight up. Somebody has to say it because that's what I know. I'm a comedian, but I'm being real, guys. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's simple as that. And when people come at you, they be like, well, it's tradition. You're going to change everything. We're only changing the stuff that's not fair. We're not changing everything about us, about our culture. We're taking that stuff that demeans and demoralizes one group of people and getting that shit out of here.
That's it.
It's just as simple as that. And people will, you know, be like, oh, well, it's tradition. It's been here all this time. What about the fans? What the fans, man? Screw the fans. This is a group of people that are being, it's demoralizing, man. You know, it's just demeaning. And so would you like to be demeaned and a caricature of you, a stereotype that's racist put out there? I mean, and it's something that's we shouldn't hold on to things just because of time's sake. I hate when people do that. Just because something has been going on or something that's been a fixture in our lives and culture for umpteen many years, that doesn't mean it is right. When people come, when we as a nation or as a group, as a whole collective of different backgrounds come together and have one realization that, hey, that shit is not right, then that's when the time comes for us to take that out of there and just do it and hell with the old stuff that's back there because it was wrong. So now it's about, you know, you want to make things right, let's do it. You know, you do it now. And there's still a lot of groups that are a lot of organizations that are really pushing back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Redskins, Atlanta Braves. There's a lot of it's college teams too, but
Florida Seminoles is another big one.
A lot of those have been changed too. I mean, you know, people like, you know, it's just, you have to get, when we realize things are wrong, and that's where we're at right now. We're in it. It's a new era, man. And people, you know, it's about fairness. So that's not, you know, that's racist. So got to get rid of that.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree, man. Cause I'm sitting here like, damn, like, what is the big damn deal about getting rid of this thing? Like, to me, I'm sitting here looking, I'm like, this is so negative. It's such mm-hmm. a negative thing. But so many mm-hmm. people are wanting to hold on to it, like you said, because of tradition. The hell with your traditions. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If this one particular group is literally made to look like a fool, because let's be honest mm-hmm. here, Chief Wahoo, it's absolutely foolish.
It's
okay. Native Americans are not that red. Their teeth ain't that big. They don't look like that. That is not what they look like. Right?
It's a character. Just like the stuff that we as black people have. We have caricatures of us. The stuff, the mammy and mm-hmm. the big lips, the over emphasized features of African descendants. I mean, so you, and now that's what those folks, you know, well, that's what they've been, you know. It's sad because it's one of the things where people are like, it's not even a thought. People are like, oh, it's the Redskins, it's the Washington Redskins or whatever, or these teams. And they don't even have a, like, when they see that argument, they just like, oh, whatever. Yeah, you can say whatever because they're not making fun of your ass. I mean, it's not right. It's just not right, plain and simple. I've always felt that way about that. When I became a person that's, I don't know, what's the word for it? When you're
enlightened.
Enlightened. When you're enlightened, that's it, right? It's as simple as that. When you become enlightened and you look at things outside of the box and outside of yourself, and when you look at things and the whole motive of it is not about self or what I can do for me or what, how it, you know what I mean, it affects me, but when you see other folks, you know, it's, you know, you take a stand. I mean, it's something that's simple that us all, we can just open our mouth and say, hey, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, man. So I am for this leaving, I'm for Redskins leaving, all that stuff. I'm for all of it being gone, because I'll admit, as a young football player, as a young sports enthusiast, I didn't tie the two together as a young man. I didn't tie the two together as a young man. I was just like, what's the big damn deal, right? But then I think after serving in the military and having Native American friends that serve right alongside with me, and they kind of explain to you and break this down, like, man, would you... And that's why I use how you use the word the Washington niggers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Calling somebody a redskin, that's a derogatory mm-hmm. term. There's mm-hmm. no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's derogatory. So there it is, man. I'm glad this is going. I'm waiting for the rest of the teams to follow suit. And let's mm-hmm. mush on, man. Let's not hold on to this stupid past. That's how I feel about it. Yeah. Any final thoughts before we move on to the next topic, bro?
I think that's about it, bro.
That's about it? Okay, so this next topic, Village, next topic here. Now, this is a story that I found interesting, and I actually didn't. I just found it randomly. I don't know what I was searching for, but it came across something I was reading, and it popped up, and I clicked on it. I'm like, wow. So this is a story that actually occurred last year. In October, court rules in favor of high school student ban from kneeling during national anthem. In October, a Native American high school football player took a knee during the national anthem ahead of a matchup between schools from California, very liberal state, and Arizona, very conservative state. The protesting player from California's San Pasqual Valley High School was pelted with racial epithets, hurled by students at host Mayor High School in Spring Valley, Arizona. A San Pasqual Valley cheerleader was soaked with a water bottle Mayor students sprayed at their rivals' court records show. Court records. This is how you know it's serious. Court records are involved. San Pasqual Valley, which is in Winter Haven, is in the very southeast corner of California near the Arizona and Mexico border. I know where that's at exactly. It has a Native American and Latino population that combines to make up 92% of its student body, according to a lawsuit related to the incident. Mayor High School sits north of Phoenix, about halfway to Flagstaff, and is 77% white. Okay, so let's just kind of push on to the story here. Basically, this young man took a knee during the national anthem. The team from Mayor High School in Arizona, their fans did not appreciate that. They were very combative after the game. And apparently this young man, he sued the school district. He said, well, there's a quote here. "We believe in the First Amendment rights of students and staff, but student safety has to be our top priority. The decision resulted in a lawsuit filed on behalf of the unnamed student, obviously, at the center of the controversy, who was referred to as VA in court record. The suit claimed that VA's First Amendment rights were violated by the school district's restrictions. I absolutely have to agree. Public school students have constitutional rights to freedom of speech and expression. They do not shed at the schoolhouse gate, on the playing field, or on the basketball court," the suit states. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, man. People, you know, there are those that are still under the impression that Slink, oh, the flag's being disrespected and this, that, and the other. That's not what this is even about. This is about, it's about racial injustice. That's all people are trying to say. Those that are kneeling, it's not about disrespecting police or the flag. It's saying, hey, this is an issue. Let's discuss it. That's it. So what are your thoughts on this, bro? Go ahead.
Yeah, I when I read the article, I mean, it's kind of refreshing too to know that the court systems, they upheld the First Amendment rights of that young man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it boils down to. I mean, simple as that. They may not like it or whatever, and they may misconstrue, or in some people, they dodge around with the fact why people are taking these stances and why these players are in all these different sports are using their forums. I mean, using their platforms as a means to get the message across. And mind you, this is their only platform where they can do something as specific as this, where it can affect folks and people can really take a
hard look at it. On.
So if they don't, you know, I always say, they're, you know, that folks are, not to get off the topic, but folks are usually always like, you know, this is our sanctuary from that. But no, I mean, that's part of our society too. Those folks are, they're all mixing backgrounds that are down there playing ball. So are participating in these sports. But back to the topic, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you see the other side and you see their reaction to somebody as simple as just taking a knee, right? You know, and that's within that child's right to do that. And, you know, it's a perspective deal too. Those folks on the other side, they don't know, you know, you're not the ones that are being, you know, systematically abused in these laws and all these things and things that the cards are stacked against you. I mean, they don't understand it because they're on the side of things in their favor. I mean, I know people may not like me saying that, but it is what it is. Some people have, because of the color of your skin, you have an advantage. I mean, and so they come from an advantage standpoint. I'm not saying everybody at that school or whatever is affluential or blessed, as people may want to say. But I mean, I know there are folks of all backgrounds that struggle. But you look at the two demographics of these two different schools, man. It's as simple as. That's what's going on with the in the bigger picture. When you see in these stadiums, I mean, when you see this national topic, it's on racial lines. I don't care what nobody says. It is on racial lines. I mean, You know, people, they're disrespecting the flag. And I'm not saying that everybody that stands for the flag and doesn't like when people sit, I'm not saying that they're racist. But what I'm saying is they, for whatever reason, they're missing the point, whether it's intentional or just out of ignorance. And it's really simple. You put yourself in somebody else's shoes. When somebody's, when you look over and somebody looks like you, and every time you look, they're the person just taking the brunt of these different things. And hey, man, it's common sense, man. And so I'm so glad that that child, his parents, and whoever was in his corner pushed that issue and put that to court and made that school change. That you can't be arbitrary as a school, as a school district, even though you have authority, you can't be arbitrary when you infringe upon folks' constitutional rights. Those are the rule. Those are the laws of the land. No matter what laws you make in your buildings, whether it's city, whether it's the cities, or whether it, you know, even some federal agencies, let's say the VA, you can make whatever laws you want inside of those walls. But when it comes down to it, when that gets out, those constitutional protections were violated, then this is what you get. And I'm glad that his parents, I'm sure it was his parents and the folk in this circle that pushed that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it was made into a big issue. Like you said, this definitely could have been one of those things where it just quietly went away. He soon, yes. He could have, his parents could have been like, hey, just let it go, right? Mm-hmm. Easy, mm-hmm. Let it go. No, they were like, hey, this is your right to do that. Oh, they want to trip? Well, guess what? We can trip too. So there it is. And I'm thankful that I found an article like this, because we've seen high school students across the country take a knee during national anthem. And I'm talking about not just predominantly schools with people of color. I'm talking about schools with white students mm-hmm. are taking a knee in unity. They're mm-hmm. like, look, this is happening. We have to deal with it. Now, you may not like how we're protesting, mm-hmm. but guess what? This is our right to protest. Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. That's what I think people fail to realize. You don't have to like how I protest, as long as I'm not burning down buildings or tearing up stuff. If I am protesting in silence, yeah. I'm not harming anybody, then what is the issue? Because what you don't want is the opposite, where things are being burned down and people are being hurt. You know?
And it hasn't.
Oh, it's happened repeatedly. It happens all the time. And people don't realize that. Like, it's you can't tell me how to be upset. That's the biggest mm-hmm. thing, right? Yeah. You can tell me, you know, you can't burn down buildings. Fine, I get that. That's absolutely right. That's illegal. It's wrong. This, that, and the third. But if I'm not burning down a building or hurting somebody, please do not tell me how to be upset or angry.
Absolutely.
It's that simple, absolutely. Man.
And I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but you know what? That is the grand idea of a protest.
Exactly.
It is not for you to be comfortable. It is to hit you when you're comfortable and to make you think. That's why you're at your games. You're not hiding from it. I don't get to hide from it. Kevin doesn't get to hide from it. A lot of folks inside don't get to hide from it. This is not just because of color. I'm just saying this is an issue that we all have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be there until we deal with it. So that's what a protest is to make you uncomfortable. It is that. It is to make you think so you don't rest on your laurels.
That's it.
Simple as that.
You can't get comfortable when somebody else is being oppressed. At this point in history, you can't. You cannot. I refuse to allow you to be comfortable and if someone else is being oppressed. I'm just not going to, just dead wrong. So, Sling, let's move on to this next topic here, man. And this topic here, I found interesting because once again, I didn't know anything about this group and Village, forgive me for even saying their name, but I, you know, it's a neo-Nazi hate group. And it's a story that I found in Huffington Post. It's titled One Neo-Nazi Group, Five Murders in 8 Months. And let's read a little bit of this here. An 18-year-old in Florida allegedly shoots and kills two of his roommates. A 21-year-old, also in Florida, plots to bomb synagogues and a nuclear power plant. Let that sink in. A 17-year-old in Virginia allegedly shoots and kills his girlfriend's parents. I read about that. and a 20-year-old in California allegedly stabs a gay Jewish college student 20 times, burying him in a shallow grave. All of these young men have connections to the Adam Waffen Division. Sounds like a bunch of douchebags. Well-armed neo-Nazi group enamored with Charles Manson and Adolf Hitler, whose members harbor grand and demented delusions of fighting a race war and overthrowing the U.S. government, right? This is why I brought this up, Slink. We have neo-Nazi hate groups, but you're worried about Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
The two don't, just doesn't go together. When I saw Jeff Sessions go in front of the, I forget what committee it was that he stood in, where he had to listen to. It was amazing how all the different things that come out about what's going on with all these different hate groups, but you want to classify people like Black Lives Matter as as a hate group. You want to classify the new Black Panther Party as a racial hate group. Both of these organizations were started to help Black people and help our communities. There was no reason for us to hate anything like that. So this is the issue. If society cannot label these hate groups, white hate groups, as they are, then I need you to miss me in naming Black hate groups because we want to protest and exercise our right to protest.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah. Anytime a group of color, I'm getting a little bad for you, so I'm hearing myself still now. Anytime you get a group of a group of color folks that are getting together and they're trying to mass together and trying to bring up a positive change, defending your I don't know what you want to call it, your rights, pretty much defending your rights, the rights of the group that's being oppressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime any kind of way we make any kind of noise, whether it's peaceful, whether it's, you have to jump through as many hoops as you can, and it doesn't matter. It's still going to be viewed upon the same way. And the reason why I think that you don't get like with these neo-Nazi groups, with these white supremacist groups, right? Because the powers that be, that is ultimate hypocrisy, is what it is, and they don't want to be seen as hypocrites. So it's like you're going to mask this and try to hide this, but you can't hide it. You can't hide it. You call it for what it is, and we all see it. If that person has a speck of color in their skin, or if they're Muslim, you know, it's the label is like bam. But when you look at the people that are doing that terrorizing acts, lots of times, I mean, hey man, you know, it's you have a group of people that these guys are. The government hasn't even cracked down on them and shut that down. Think about that. We're reading stuff about, I mean, it's common knowledge where these guys are meeting up, having training, like they're armed militia. There are these groups all over our country, armed militia of white guys, man. If we do that, then what's it going to be? What's it going to be? You know what it's going to be.
Exactly.
You get some Latino folks doing that, what's it going to be? You're already trying to ship those folks up out of here. I'm serious, man. I hate to come off like that, but it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I don't know, man. It's one of the things, man. It's like, you know, it's these guys in Huffington Post, big time multimedia conglomerate, big thing, big, you know, big news. They get this info. If they can get this info and they spread it and like, hey, look, this is what these guys are doing. Don't you think that the government knows about this shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you worry about wiretapping civil rights leaders and worrying about civil rights leaders, what they doing and this and that, right? And Black Lives Matters and the list goes on and on and on. You worrying about these folks, right? Because they take a stand and because they're people of color that's taking a stand. We're not taking that shit anymore. And people and they don't like that. And they tell you, oh, you're complaining or you know how all that goes. But it is one of the things. It's really interesting. It's like, you know, it's blatant. Mm-hmm. It's just plain up blatant. And people will just turn a blind eye to it. You know, me and you will talk about it. Folks will talk about it. But the the folks that's an embarrassment to them. They're like, oh wow, oh, whatever.
Slink, real quick, bro. If it's an embarrassment to you, why not take care of it?
It's an ego thing too. That's the ego of it. Come on, man. You see the cockiness. You see the egos in it. You see who's making our laws. You see those folks. You see a person. You know, we've all lived life, and you see a person when they know that they've got it like that, and they just know that those guys, they feel untouchable, man. They're just like, hey, you know, they don't have. It's like, hey, well, we're caught red-handed, whatever. You know, you gotta. You know, I don't want to get off topic, but you know, it's hypocritical, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a double standard, man, and that's what it pretty much is. It's just a double standard, and it goes with everything. It's not just this issue. It's just a double standard, man. And once when we all get on the same page, I mean, and we all hold each other accountable on every way around the circle, then that's when we all be good. When everybody has the same standards, when not this group of people gets this standard, or this group of people gets this privilege and this group of people doesn't get that. When everybody gets the same stuff or the same opportunities to get the same stuff, that's what they want. They are, yeah, you got to work. Yeah, y'all believe in that. The same opportunities where I can and you can progress and not, you know, we can progress, but not at the detriment of another group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what we have here. And people need to face it for what it is. I mean, yeah, this has happened. You know, people progressing because, you know, on the backs of other folks. But I mean, but you can still write. We're a new generation. I mean, we're different people. We could write the wrongs. I mean, but you have to give that equality, and you have to call it for what it is. You can't call Black Lives Matter. It's not a hate group, man. Any common sense, if you look in the dictionary of the word of that, it's not a hate group. You call it a hate group because folks are basically taking a common interest and defending themselves, not physically, but here, up here at the top in the brain. We're using mental to defend. We're not tearing up stuff. Those folks aren't tearing up stuff. You know, this. I mean, we do it peaceful. You complain. We do it with force of hand. You complain. So what's it going to be? You do it on the football field. You do it peacefully. Don't even say anything. You complain.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. So it's like, and I've said this before, what type of protest is acceptable to you? Let me know, and we'll do it that way.
Please tell me. I know which one is no protest is acceptable.
Exactly.
That's what's acceptable.
All right, my brother. How does the Village get a hold of you, sir?
Village, Slink Grindstone. Or you guys could hit me up on Facebook, Slink Grindstone. Man, that's pretty much about it right there, man.
Yeah, man. And I don't know what just happened, but we just lost Slink. That was weird. Village, if you want to get a hold of me, you guys can get a hold of me on Twitter at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Lady J is at Loving Chanel. Tweet her just to upset her because it's funny. At Slink, just that Slink Grindstone, Chance W. Brown. Show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr by searching Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel on Tumblr and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. If you just simply subscribe to our Crowdcast channel, go to crowdcast.io, create a free account, and subscribe to Welcome to the Village. And when we get ready to go live, you guys will be notified. We'll hit you with some great topics, some great issues. We'll get you for about maybe max of 35 minutes. We'll send you on your way. Check us out. Advertising is available through Fiverr. Search W2 The Village. Etsy Pays has t-shirt, wristband, swag, and more items will be added. Just search W2TV on Etsy and we will come up. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.
You walking with the Village. You walking with the Village.